Welcome to the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come and have fun and watch the show. Get your popcorn ready for the show. We're about to have fun on the show. Come and join us for episode one. Come and show love, we having fun. If you wanna vibe, come watch the show. It's the Chi-Town Empire Show. It's the Empire Show.
Welcome, Chi-Town Empire Guys, y'all. Angel, that's my angel, that's my angel. Yes, Angel. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you guys. Hope you guys have an amazing, wonderful Friday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everyone, birthday today. You guys have an amazing, wonderful birthday. Also, I want to say happy birthday to everyone, birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to you guys. Also, a happy birthday to everyone, birthday Sunday. Happy birthday to you guys. Hope you guys have enjoyed your guys' birthday. Also, I hope you guys enjoying y'all Friday. You know, today Friday, you know, the weekend tomorrow. I know everybody excited because today is Friday. Also, you know, some people I got paid today. But today, of course, we're going to talk about Shaq, a movie called Snack Shack. Also, we're going to talk about the NBA. My apologies, the NBA. We're going to talk about it. But first, let's talk about this movie called Snack Shack. It's a movie. It's a comedy movie. Folks know the, like, the 1991 two best friends getting chasing a run a swimming pool snack shack that last come to the perfect scenario. So, you know, they trying to make money and stuff like that. So they went to the pool and asked the pool guy, you know, the lifeguard, hey, can you help us get a job? And he said, hey, y'all guys should run the Snack Shack. It's a good movie. Came out already March 15th, 2024. It's already out. It's like a good movie. Back in the day, what they be going through, they was, you know, trying to get money, trying to have a lot of stuff. It's a comedy movie. Also, it's a drama movie, so you're going to have both in it. It's good. It's like a good movie. I saw the trailer. I never watched it yet. Never knew it was coming out. But, yeah, it's a new movie. I hope you guys, you know, enjoy the movie. It's already out. I feel like you're going to like it. Bring your best friend. You know, it's a best friend movie. Or whoever. Like this movie and stuff like that. But then it's in theaters. So, go check it out. Called Snack Shack. Like a good movie to watch and see. Like, more some comedy movie. Probably going to see it. So, a lot of people probably like it. Some people don't. But, you know, got like comedy. Also, it's basically like in the summertime. Like, it's a summertime movie. Is trying to get rich. You know, also, trying to make money. They don't try to make money. But it's like their big summer plan. So, like that. They want to make money and stuff like that. So, they don't have that for their parents. And it's like a good movie. It's like it's a good movie. So, we'll check it out. Snack Shack. So, let's check it out. But yesterday games, of course, only was like two games. It was only two games. It was tough. These two games was tough. I knew every team was going to bring it in all. So these only two teams that played yesterday. The Celtics versus the Hawks. Good game. It was a close game. It went to OT. Celtics, of course, lost 122 to Hawks 123. Man, that was a good game to watch and see. Also, the highlights as well. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. Sorry about my background. My apology. But I really did enjoy watching this game. Because it came down to the wire. In the final OT. You know, the OT. It was crazy. Everybody loved the game. Man, it was crazy. Hulk, you know, had Johnston Murray. He went crazy. 47 points. Also, you know, the Hawks was going crazy. Trying to have their play in, you know, keep their play in spot. So, the Hawks going crazy. But, also, we had the Bucks versus the Pels. Also, it was good game. Bucks, of course, lost 102 Pels, 107. Good game. These two games was good. The Celtics versus the Hawks, good game. No OT. Came down to the wire. Bucks versus the Pels, good game. Came down to the fourth quarter. Who won it all? So it was a good game. But tonight, you know, tonight, the Clippers versus the Orlando at 6 p.m. So that's going to be a good game. Detroit versus the Wizards. I know this game will be good. Let's play at 6 p.m. We got the Lakers versus the Indiana Pacers. That's going to be a good game. 6 p.m. Then got the Warriors versus the Hornets. 6 p.m. Good game. Bulls versus the Nets at 6:30 p.m. Good game. 76ers versus the Cavs at 6:30 p.m. Good game. Suns versus OKC at 7 p.m. Good game. Trailblazers versus the Heat at 7 p.m. Good game. Knicks versus the Spurs 7 p.m. That's going to be a good game. Timberwolves and Nuggets 8 p.m. That's going to be a good game. Rocket versus the Jazz. Gonna be a good game. And at 30 p.m. Then got Dallas versus the Kings. And at 9 p.m. Tonight. So that's gonna be a good game. All these games gonna be good tonight. Cause you know, teams fighting. Teams fighting trying to clutch a playoff spot, a play-in spot, or a playoff spot. So it's gonna be a good game. And I'm excited about it. Also, we only got like 3 games on Saturday. So it's a good game. Gonna be some good games. You got the Celtics versus the Pels 4 p.m. tomorrow. Good game. Grizzlies versus the Orlando 6 p.m. tomorrow. Good game. Hawks versus the Bucks at 6:30 p.m. Good game. These games gonna be good. It'll be very, very good. Also, who playing on Sunday? Of course, it's Easter, so I wanna say happy Easter as well. Sunday, so enjoy Easter as well. Enjoy with your family. Dream with your kids, joy. But Sunday games is a lot. It's a lot. It's gonna be good games Sunday. But you got the Cavs versus the Nuggets 2:30 p.m. So you know these games will be early. So everybody probably don't. If you have don't have to worry on Easter. You know some people don't spend time with their family on Easter. Also watch the games as well. So I know it's gonna be fun to watch. See. Also, you got the Clippers versus the Hornets, 5 p.m. That's going to be a good game. 76ers versus the Raptors, 5 p.m. Sunday. Then you got the Heat versus the Wizards, 5 p.m. Then you got the Lakers versus the Knicks, 5 p.m. Then you got the Bulls versus Timberwolves at 6 p.m. Then you got Dallas and Rockets at 6 p.m. Warriors and Spurs, 6 p.m. OKC versus the Knicks at 6 p.m. Then you got the Jazz versus the Kings at 8 p.m. These games going to be good. These games going to be good. So you got to pay attention and watch and see. These games will be good. I can't wait. I'm going to enjoy these games. And also, you know, the standards as well, you know, it's come down to the wire. And see which team wanted more, who wanted more, and which team going to pull it out, try and make it to the playoff spot, try and get a playoff spot, have a good chance. Also, play in the play-in tournament, that's the third option, you know. First option, you know, have home court advantage in the playoff. Second advantage is, you know, play on the road, whoever, cool. Third option is to be in the play-in tournament. Be in the play-in tournament, trying to fight your way to get in the playoffs. So, these games going to be good down to the wire anyways. The second half of the season is almost over with. But, you know, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight. You got to enjoy it. You got to really, really enjoy it and have fun with it and excited about it. We already know what teams are eliminated already. Who not making to the playoff at all. So it's going to be tough. These games going to be tough. It'll come down to the wire. Man, it's going to be tough. But first place in the East, you got the Celtics, Bucks, Knicks, Cavs, Orlando, Indiana, Heat, 76ers, Bulls, Hawks, Nets, Raptors, Hornets, Wizards, Detroit. These some good games, and I'm not going to lie. These teams are fighting for their life. Who are eliminated? So I guess the Hawks did clutch. I don't say the Hawks did clutch the play-in tournament already. So they clutched the play-in tournament because the Detroit eliminated. Wizards is eliminated. Hornets are eliminated. The Raptors is eliminated. I'm not sure if the Knicks eliminated right now, but I'm not sure. So I'll say they eliminated. They got a few games left. They got enough time, but the Hawks on the tear right now. They on the winning streak right now. So I feel like the Hawks will, you know, clutch that final play-in spot. So I'll say the Knicks is eliminated. Do they got a chance? The Knicks, do they got a chance yet to come back to try to make it to the play-in tournament? They need the Hawks and the Bulls or the 76ers or the Heat. they gotta keep on being on this winning streak. So they gotta keep winning streak. All these games that they need. Also, they need the Hawks or the Bulls to basically the Hawks to lose and stuff like that to seal their deal to make it to the play-in tournament because that's the final spot, I would say. But the Hawks is like neck-neck with Chicago Bulls, with the Bulls. So the Bulls, the Hawks can jump over and get that spot. If the Bulls keep winning, they can catch up with the 76ers, the Heat, or the Indiana Pacers to, you know, not face in the play-in tournament. That could be an option as well if this, you know, Chicago, they're on this run because, you know, the 76ers are on their second losing streak. Also, the Heat's on their first losing streak. Indiana on their first losing streak. You could catch up with Orlando as well. They're on their second losing streak. So, you could catch up with these teams easily. It's like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be very, very tough. And I really do enjoy the competitive and the hard work in the East. So, it's good. It's good because you never know. But first seed is locked. The Celtics got the first seed. So, that's locked. And also, you know, the Celtics did clutch a playoff spot. So, they clutched. So, they don't have to worry about nothing. But they still got to worry about something. They still got to keep working with two. If they made it to the final, face the East, I mean the West, and have that first two games at home. Man, got it, you know, can't take your foot off the brake, the gas at all. Yeah, keep going, keep on going. But man, the West is loaded. It's like it's so loaded. You don't know who's gonna get who's who. So the West is tough. The West is tough. It's still up to the bait for the first seed, but it's tough. Number one seed in the West is the Nuggets. Second seed, Timberwolves, OKC, Clippers, Pel, Mavericks, Suns, King, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets, Jazz, Grizzlies, Trailblazers, Spurs. Who already eliminated is the Spurs, the Jazz, the Grizzlies, the Trailblazers. They are eliminated. Rockets, you know, keep on this winning streak. No, they on this winning streak. They can catch the Warriors and the Lakers. They got to keep on winning. They on a 10 winning streak right now. So the West is cooking. Like I said, the East cooking, but the West is cooking. Because anybody can catch, like I said, three teams is fighting for the first seed of the West. The Timberwolves, the Nuggets, and OKC is fighting to make the push to be first seed of the West. So it's going to be tough. Timberwolves, like I said, Timberwolves, OKC is shocking. I feel like OKC is shocking everyone. They are making it to the playoff this year. And I'm excited about it. I'm very, very excited about it. It's tough. It's challenging and stuff like that. But it's cooking. Everyone cooking. Also, the Lakers is on a 5-game winning streak. Got to enjoy that as well. But these games, it's coming down to like, you got to win. Man, you got to win these games because everyone behind each other in the West. So, You can't slip up at all. Because every team is neck to neck with each other. Like, neck to neck. It's not like the East. Like, teams not really neck to neck. But the West teams are neck to neck. It can go either both ways. And look at the app. Monday, it can change. Sunday, it can change. Saturday, it can change. Friday, it can change. Today, it can change. It's all about putting the effort in, the work in, everything in to clutch your spot, you know, clutch that spot and make it to the playoffs, and nobody can stop you at all. You gotta keep on fighting because, like, your team, like, every team in the West is neck to neck, and it's scary because it can be flipped tonight, it can flip tomorrow, it can flip Sunday, and it's Monday. We know we be back Monday, but it can flip. Any team can be the number one seed versus the, like I said, neck-to-neck, Timberwolves, the Nuggets, OKC, can catch up with the Nuggets and get that first seed. It's tough. Also, fourth seed, Clippers, Pels, Mavericks, Suns, King, Lakers, Warriors, Rockets. They can flip anytime soon. It's so close. It's scary. It is scary, and your team can blink of the eye, probably not make it to the playoff, the play-in tournament. It can be crazy and it can be scary for it. So, you gotta be looking out. Like I said, tonight it can change. Tomorrow it can change. Man, Sunday it can change. Monday we know we back. But like I said, it can go either both way. And I really enjoy basketball so much, because you never know who going to win these type of games, and I'm really, really enjoying it. So buckle up, because these few games left is determined on the spot and your position in the playoff, the play-in, or if your season is over with. So you can't take your foot off the gas just yet till you clutch that playoff spot or the play-in tournament. So yeah, you gotta keep on pushing. Yes, don't be tired, yes, but guess what? You gotta be mentally toughness, because the playoffs are another totally animal in there as well. So this season is good. Like, this season is good, because every in the West, like I said, the West is neck to neck. Any team can go whatever, any standard. So some team shocking, but like I said, the OKC is shocking everyone. Timberwolves shocking everyone. But these, like, OKC shocking everyone, because nobody expect the OKC to be in the playoff this year at all. I ain't expect either, but they shock. But I love it, and I really, really do enjoy it. Sorry about my background. My apology. But hey, here's what it is. But before we go, let's take a deep breath in. Let it out. Take another breath in. And let it out. Put God first, so first. If you single, salute to you guys. Do y'all big. Salute. God first. Kid first, self first. Shout out to the single parents out there doing y'all bigger. Salute to you guys. God first, kid, yourself, your silver in the relationship, you know, two parent household. Salute to you guys doing y'all bigger. God first, kid, yourself, your silver. Salute to you guys in a relationship with no kids. Salute to you guys doing y'all bigger as well. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, follow us on Wisdom. And also, make sure you guys tell a friend about Chi-Town Podcast, Chi-Town Empire. Today, people. Also, put it on. Also, check out Season 1. Check out Season 2. Check out Season 3. And we still in Season 4. Check it out, Chi-Town Empire. It's everywhere. Check it out. And tell a friend. Like I said, tell everybody that you know. And let them listen to Chi-Town Empire. We got some dope episodes. You really, really going to enjoy. You really going to love it. And you, like I said, you really want, you don't like it, and you enjoy it, and you like, this Chi-Town Empire is wrong. Because we talk about everything. We talk about anything you guys want to talk about. Also, you know, you can email us at chi-townempire@gmail.com. You can email us, whatever you want to do. And like, hey, you should talk about this, hey, you should talk about that. But yeah, that's what we be talking about, anything you guys want to talk about. But also, I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to you. So happy birthday to everyone's birthday today. Also to everyone's birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday to everyone's birthday Sunday. Also, happy Easter on Sunday. So happy birthday. Hope guys enjoy you guys' Easter. Enjoy. And we will be back here on April 1st, April Fool's Day. So we first episode on April Fool's Day is crazy. Monday is April Fool's Day. But hey, happy birthday. Enjoy you guys' day. Enjoy guys' weekend. Be safe. Enjoy. Also, I want to say happy. Shout out to everyone in the U.S. Love you guys so much. Shout out to everyone in overseas. Love you guys so much. Around the world, love you guys so much. I always say this. If nobody loves you, we love you. Have a wonderful rest of you guys' day. Enjoy you guys' weekend. Be safe. Enjoy. Peace and love.
We love you guys on the Chi-Town Empire Show. Come back and watch the show. We love you guys on the show. Please leave a like and come back and watch the show. Please share our podcast. Please share the Chi-Town Empire Show. We love you guys, we gone.